And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Standin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a rad show today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Captains Matt Brawl and Gavin Harbor from Captain's Concepts are going to be joining us. We got so much fun stuff to cover, so much great stuff going on. It's going to be a great one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Catine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePressi of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Hey, San Diego, the Make It Ford Summer Sales event is on. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer now through September and make it your best summer yet. Get great offers on the most popular Ford trucks and SUVs and experience hands-free highway driving technology with Ford Blue Cruise, available on select vehicles. It's the Make It Ford Summer Sales event, and that means now is the best time to get behind the wheel of your brand new Ford and drive it home today. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and how these two boys made it in at the same time. I don't know, Rick.
At the same time at the end of July. I don't know how we pulled that off either, but we're certainly stoked about it.
I know.
Yeah, super cool. Good to have you guys in here. Matt Brawley, Gavin Harbor from Captain's Concepts. Guys, thanks for pulling away from the boat for a couple days.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Rare day off to get you both at the same time.
About a day off. We just got in a couple hours ago.
I was going to say, maybe not fair to call it a day off, but I guess that's true. Well, how's things with Captain's Concepts? I mean, this is something now that we have been talking about for a couple of years, and I mean, we talk about it all the time on the show, whether you guys are here or not. It's the best information source directly from the bridge of the boat, and it's, you guys do such a different subscription information source than everybody else, and now several years into it, I hope you guys are both really proud of what you've done, because Captain's Concepts is really unique, and it's just You guys are just doing a great job, and we're really proud of you, and stoked to have you guys in here this morning.
Yeah, well, thank you. I mean, this morning when we walked in, Chris was in here and was just talking about how it's helped him a bunch, and we hear that all the time. It's pretty rad.
It was cool having him step in, right?
Yeah.
And letting us know that the Brawler rig, the drop shot rig, like, revolutionized his catchability.
I mean, we can get right into it immediately. Yeah. It was just one of the things that I was thinking about driving in here this morning is there's tons of sources of information and all these things, but Captain's concept is so unique that it's you guys, you know, who we say it all the time, drive arguably the most popular, best boats in your, you know, your segment of the fishing, and you guys do a great job, and you share that with the guys. What's happening, whether it be something that you developed, whether it's something you saw somebody do, like the stuff that is happening at the time, you share it with your subscribers. And now a couple years in, I mean, I just look at some of the things that have come out of Captain's Concepts, and we, you know, the Brawler rig is the way guys fish them, and you know the there's such a craze right now. We talk about it a bunch because it's become popular. All those tungsten jigs, and Gavin and I were talking about that a while ago. You guys brought that out to us a year ago, a year and a half ago, and now it's the thing that's catching fire. If you're a Captain's Concept guy, you got to enjoy that for a year and a half without other guys being on it.
We've been fishing that for like a year before I even posted that because I didn't know the supply on those things. I didn't want to post. I don't post anything if I can't have my subscribers buy them.
Totally.
Yeah, and they were just hard to find.
And it's
they're still hard to find.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's just it's things like that that separate you guys. So for our listeners that aren't familiar, you know, maybe they just caught up or just getting into it. What is Captain's Concepts? Like, how did it come about? What are the things you guys do? Like, how did you guys come up with this format? And tell us a little bit about what it is that you guys do.
So I think we've been doing it almost 3 years now. Maybe 2.5 or 3 years, something like that. You know, with the style of fishing we do the last few years with bluefin, especially along with everything else, but especially bluefin, like obviously how we fish for them is changing all the time. You know, what lures, what tackle, you know, back 15 years ago, you could show up for your three-day trip with a 25-pound rod and a 40-pound rod, and you're probably good to go, you know. But now you need so much different tackle. There's so much different techniques. And we just noticed people on our boat were just bringing out, you know, gear that maybe they didn't know how to quite use, or they didn't have the gear how we were catching the fish at the time. So we just wanted to be able to get all this info out to the people that are coming out on our boats and any other boat, so that way they could be best prepared for their trip, and they could learn how to fish how Matt and I are fishing, you know, guys that are on the water, you know, 200 days a year fishing for whatever's available. So we just wanted to be able to get that info out to all the people in a very timely manner, so that way when they come on their trip, they're like best prepared, they have the right gear, they know how to use it, they know how to rig their tackle, how a captain does it, you know, how Matt and I do it when we're on the boat.
And you guys, you post and you update your, you know, your followers so frequently that you really are on the stuff that happened that week. You know, you're not posting something at the beginning of the year that hopefully is still right for a guy when he's going, you know, at the end of September. Like, there's videos weekly that are, you know, this is what's happening right now. Hey, it was all on these super big, super heavy jigs, but that has transitioned, and now it's all about whatever this is right here.
And yeah, and another thing that we do too, well, a couple different things that I think are super helpful is, you know, there's a lot of guys that'll be on YouTube or whatever that'll be like, hey, I was on this trip, and this is what I was using, and it was working, you know, and that might have been a month ago, and that might have been excellent. But another thing that we talk about and what we're trying to teach people is, like, reading the conditions, you know what I mean? Like, hey,
absolutely.
If the fish are acting like this, I remember, oh, Matt was talking about a video, and he was saying, oh, the fish are doing this, I need to grab this outfit, or, you know, knowing, oh, it's really windy, so I need to grab, you know, my heavier style jig, or whatever it may be. It's not just like, hey, this is what worked yesterday. It's like, hey, this is what worked yesterday, and this is why that it worked.
Totally. You're putting out the info of how you guys approach it as a captain, rather than just somebody who's trying to catch a fish.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we can, you know, we're on the water so much, like, we can see the fish acting a certain way, and you go, oh, man, I know I should probably try this, you know, try this lure or fish this certain type of way.
Totally.
Another cool thing that we do that's been super helpful for people that really like is there's, like, a direct line of communication with our subscribers to us all the time. So it's an easy way for anybody to message Matt and I and ask us any sort of questions they have. And we get a little bit of everything. We say, hey, I'm gonna buy a 40-pound reel to fish bait. You know, these are my options. What do you think I should fish? What do you think I should purchase? You know, so, and we could tell people, hey, I think you should buy this reel. I think you should buy that reel. Another thing is we get a lot of people that are like, hey, I'm coming out next week. I'm thinking about bringing these outfits. I'm thinking about leaving these at home. And we'll reply right away and let everybody know, like, hey, you know, we're not seeing any of this. You could probably leave that outfit at home.
Right.
Or, hey, you might want to bring this or bring that, and this is exactly what's going on. And that's been helpful for people, too. You know, a lot of guys, you could look online, and they'll tell you a million different rods to buy for 40 pound, you know. And Matt and I have fished with all of those rods,
yeah, right.
You know, and we could tell people what, you know, what we like best just from having, you know, so much experience on everything that's going on.
And not based upon sponsorship either, right?
I mean, yeah, we don't have anybody that's sponsoring us. We're not pushing any product at all. You know, we just tell people what we like to fish, and it's a little bit everything. You know, we're not, you know, I don't just like this particular brand for this or that. Like, we fish every brand
right.
of lures, every brand
I'm
of rods.
Everything.
Yeah, we're trying new stuff all the time. So it's not like we're not pushing any sort of product. We're just telling you what we like to use.
Yeah. Hey man, for 40 pound for live baiting, I happen to like this Shimano reel, but for 60 pound on a dropper loop, I like that pen reel or whatever it might
yeah.
be.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got no ties to anybody. And I can attest to it. Like, I have watched Gavin do it several times with customers, whether it be at shows or, you know, we have the fortune of being in the tackle store right where the Pacific Queen ties up. And I have seen you walk around with customers multiple times. Hey, this guy's a subscriber. He's on my trip and he's wanting to get X amount of gear. Like, I have watched you take 10 minutes out of your time and walk through the shop with a guy and, hey, these are the jigs we were fishing. This is the rod and reel. And like you said, the direct line of communication is a really, really cool part. I mean, it's the guys. It's the guys that are driving the boat and having the most success that are providing you the information.
I agree with you. And Gavin mentioned, like, what a perfect thing to have for going out on their boat or another sport boat or, you know, but what a perfect damn thing to have if you have your own boat, right?
Oh,
I mean, having your own private
invaluable.
Boat. Invaluable. Yeah, I want to know what you're doing, right? I mean, I want to know what Matt's doing. He had 40 fish yesterday, and the other boats maybe had a scratch of them, right? But I want to know what the hell Matt's doing, you know?
What's the video that you guys are, like, the most proud of? Or what's one that, like, you know, when you sit back and, like, man, we did this really changed things. A lot of people did. It really helped people. Or I was really stoked that we were able to put out this piece of info for somebody.
Yeah, by far the Brawler Rig one. That's, like, it's literally changed everything.
Totally.
I mean, we don't rig any rubber bands on my boat, hardly ever.
And give us the story. What is the Brawler Rig? What was it before? What did you come up with? What was it? You know, kind of give us the whole little run. Because it is. It's a unique part, and it's just yet another in the cap of the Captain's Concept story.
So the Brawler Rig stemmed from us fishing those tuna pens, and we were marking these big fish down deep, and we were fishing rubber band sinker rigs.
Which was the way that you would put a bait down deep.
That was the standard.
Very deep.
Very deep. Okay. We were marking them 400, 600 feet.
And just for our people that don't know, what was a rubber band rig? Like, what was it before?
So you rubber band your sinker above your live bait hook. It's almost like in line with your hook, in line with your line. And if you sink it too fast, it tangles up. And to sink it slow and get it out when the wind's up, you have so much scope out, so you have to let out more line to get down to depth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hook a 200-pound fish with half your spool, you usually end up with no line.
And you have to let it down slow because when you drop the thing in the water, the sinker's up above,
yep.
the bait's down below. The sinker weighs the most, so it sinks first. And then the bait,
now the bait
is in line with your main line because the sinker's dropping down, the two helicopter up. You have no idea that that's happening.
Yep.
You can't feel anything.
You can't feel your bait. If your bait's not swimming good or whatever, you just don't feel anything.
Yeah.
So we were getting spooled. We weren't hooking them, and we were marking them good. And I was just like, there's got to be a different way. And I rigged up, I bass fish a lot, so I rigged up something that looked like a drop shot rig. And second drop, I got it down. My 200, 300 foot mark went off my reel, felt my bait fish twitch, and went, oh, I'm about to get a bite. And yeah, 170 pounder. And
that's so rad.
And we rigged up the rest of the boat and we started hooking them. It was good.
And just like that, it became the standard. And we had that gentleman, Dr. Chris, came in here this morning and wanted to shake both your hands because it was that. It was the thing that the guys that knew about it and the guys that you were subscribers were all able to put that to use. And it changed the way you do it.
Yeah, and still there's times where I do think that rubber band works. But if you're marking them deep and it's windy, there's no other way to do it.
That's how you got
to
do it.
Yeah, you have to do it that way.
And so you did that, and you had that successful day, and the light bulb went off, and you caught those fish, and then what happens? Like, you make a video right then? Do you start talking about, like, how does it then get to your subscribers?
I had a bite, and I think I called Gavin and was like, this is working. And that night I made a video.
That's cool.
Just posted it right then, did the whole rundown on how we rig it up.
And you guys have said that, you know, that's the beauty of the platform that you're on and how you do it, is it's not uncommon for you to tie the boat up, get the boat cleaned up a little bit, and then set up the camera and start filming right then and right there.
I set up my camera on the way in a lot of times.
Right.
Like, I'll be driving the boat on the way in, lock up the wheelhouse, kick everyone out, turn the radios down, and start making a video.
As, you know, hours after you're done with whatever was happening in the thing that time.
We could be just leaving a stop where I noticed something different. And
that's so rare.
Yeah.
Where else does that exist? It doesn't.
Captain's concept.
Yeah. Totally. So, you know, and it's not just that one thing. Like you said, it's conditions, it's related, it's all those things. So how does somebody go about finding it? I mean, I can't praise it enough. I think it's the best source of info out there. I think the internet is such a blessing and a curse at the same time. It's a fantastic source for information, but the problem is none of that information is vetted, you know, and people sometimes with the best of intentions can see one thing one time and tell the world, hey, this is how it is. But to be able to get your info from guys that see it day after day and see when things work and don't work and see what other people are having success with, it's just an invaluable tool. So
yeah, we're trying to show you who's doing the best on the boat all the time. I've watched videos on YouTube where it's like, this guy's talking about how he got a bite and he did not do the best on the boat that day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy might have caught one, but the guy next to him caught six.
Yeah, he still made a video though.
Yeah.
So how do we get it?
Google Captain's Concept.
Yeah, if you just Google Captain's Concept, that's the first thing that pops up. But we're on Patreon. That's the platform that we're on, so you'd have to make a Patreon account and then you could find us on there. We post stuff on Instagram. We have a link also in our Instagram where you can find us. But the easiest way, if you just Google Captain's Concepts, I think the first thing that pops up is on Patreon.
Take you right to it,
yeah.
And Patreon is just a platform where it's a five. Patreon takes care of the billing and everything, so you guys are able to just make videos and go fishing and keep us hooked up with the info.
Yeah, Patreon is a very similar setup as Instagram. Like, you know, there's quite a few other, you know, content creators, you know, or whatever on Patreon, so a lot of people have it already. But if you don't, it's basically the same setup as Instagram where you sign in, you have an account, and you can look at all of our stuff. And that's how you could direct message us. You could comment on videos, read everyone else's stuff, a little bit of everything. We have, like, I don't know how many, probably 150 videos or something.
I think 170 or
probably 170. And if you sign up today, you can go back through all that information over the past couple of years, which, you know, it's not all just information that's for what worked yesterday, but it's a lot of just information overall on fishing. And I have guys that have said, hey, you know, instead of watching TV when I get home from work, you know, he's like, I'll just go through old shit and just kind of soak up all the information, try to remember as much as I can. And that's pretty cool too.
And again, I mean, like you said, you started talking about those tungsten jigs a year and a half ago. All that video, if you want to know, like, the ones that you like and the how you like to change the hooks and all of those things, you know, all of it's covered. You sign up today, you get to watch the video where, you know, you guys discovered that as being this thing. This whole, you know, speed jigging, vertical jigging, you know, revolution, like, as it came to light, you know, you guys cover every little bit of that, from when it just started to now, you know, becoming common day everything, like, all of that is part of the videos.
Yeah, I went from using a rail rod to having eight jigging setups, and it's crazy, the development.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And I mean, what other platforms really, I mean, a lot of the information comes, like, second, third hand, you know what I mean? And coming from you guys, it's coming direct from the wheelhouse. I mean, from what happened that evening or that day. It's direct.
Yeah.
It's not secondhand.
The other thing, too.
There's some people, I mean, like, there's people out there that put out information that don't even live in this country.
Yeah, right? Very, very well said.
The thing that I like a lot, too, is that you guys, you know, you guys do a fantastic job. The boats that you carry are highliners, and with that comes, you know, a lot of, you know, you're both blessed. You carry really good passengers and guys that are at the top of their game, really like fishing with you, and you're getting, you know, you're getting all their info too, because you're standing at the part of the boat where you get to look out, and this guy has tremendous success all the time, and that info is shared with your anglers. And it's, you know, you guys are the two very best at what you do, but you also carry some of the best passengers, and all of their info gets to come along with it, because, you know, it might be a guy that is not connected with you whatsoever, but he was fishing this bait this way, and you observe it, and boom, your guys get to get that info.
That's huge. That's really big. The tungsten jig actually was from a passenger, and he was like, look at this thing. Check this thing out. And I'm like, yeah, we should fish with this.
Right.
And we started getting bites out right away.
I love it. That's cool. Well, as you can hear, I mean, we got so much cool stuff to cover, Corey. I mean, getting to have these guys in here is a real privilege, and just with the good fishing that's going on, great stuff coming up. It's going to be a great one today.
Truly an honor, Rick. And like you mentioned, they come from two of the best boats in our fleet, right? The Pacific Queen and the San Diego. And having these two dudes in studio are honored. And you want to join us, a couple ways to do it. Telephone number 213-432-1090. Give us a call that way, or send a text. The text is only done through the app, via the app. It's a little tab on there. It says text the show. It's super simple. You can even call the show through the app. You can listen anywhere you are, any way you want to do it, really. And by sending us a text or giving us a call today, you have a chance to win a full-day trip on the San Diego.
Hey, get to go fishing with Captain Matt Brawler.
I know.
Come on out.
So big time right there, right? It truly is. Hey, again, give us a call. 213-432-1090. Or send us a text via the app, and we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. This is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers, and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com, and we'll see you on the water.
Hey, this is Captain Benny Florentino, owner-operator of Coastal Charters. Just want to announce that I'll be running the Camus 26 hybrid boat from West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. Hybrid being a center console with bay boat features. The boat features a Michael Peters stepped hull that'll give both myself and my guests a comfortable dry ride. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa will be carrying the 26 hybrid, 28 hybrid, and also a 34 cat. Heck, they even have some great looking bass boats. But if you have any other questions, feel free to call Nick Kelly or Kyle Mesa at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa, and we'll see you on the water.
Take it from Captain Benny Florentino. West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa is your source for Camus boats as well as Parker boats, Yamaha outboards, and now Mercury outboards. Sales and service, the finest you can find. Go see Nick and the guys at West Coast Marine on Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check westcoastmarine.com.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com. That's NORSK lithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-styled metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's crossbreed jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's crossbreed jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
All right. Stoked to have Gavin and Matt in here, and you want to join us, 213-432-1090. There's one open line for you right now, or you can text this via the app, and we're going to flip a coin. We'll have Gavin flip the coin at the end of the show, and whether that full-day trip on to San Diego is going to a text or a call?
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, lots of fun, and again, talked all about it this morning. Lots of great info from these guys, and boy, as you can imagine, phone lines are stacked up. Again, if you want to get your shot, just like Corey says, it's 213-432-1090. I thought we should start with a text this morning from Jose in Fallbrook. Says, hey guys, I always enjoy Captain when Captain Concept is on. I've heard that you guys are a fan of the two fish jigs, and with Brawl in here, I'm hoping that he could recommend me a size for yellowtail. Do you think color makes a difference, and are you a bigger fan of the CNC or the Sandcast? And that's all from Jose in Fallbrook.
So color, I really don't think it matters all too much for yellowtail. Whatever you like, our most popular colors are mint or like our light blue color. For me, when we're fishing the Coronado Islands, if we haven't fished there, or mainly if we're going to go fish for yellowtail, I have the CNC 240 tied on almost 100% of the time if I'm yellowtail fishing. I fish the other jigs if conditions are a little different. I like the 270 a little bit if we might be on the anchor or we're might be drifting. If we're just drift fishing, the 240 lives on my fishing pole.
That's funny. I'm a 270 guy.
Yeah.
That's my favorite lure that you guys make. I think it's the easiest lure that you can just pick off of the wall, and it works in every general condition.
Yep.
And you don't have to think twice. And you don't have to know how a lure swims or what the good attributes are. You can walk in and just buy one of those.
And you're going to get a bite.
And it's going to work every time. Like, I love it.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the 270s CNC?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the ones with the numbers are CNC jigs. And then there's a bigger one, the Giga, which guys are really liking. I like that one too. That one's pretty nice. I fished that on 50 pound.
That's a bigger version.
Yes, that's a bigger 240.
Okay.
Yep. So the numbers are all CNC jigs. I still fish some sand cast jigs, but if I'm fishing on the boat, I'm driving the boat where I might be handing my rod to other people and they might not know how to hold it. That lure might go away. I tie on a CNC jig because I know I can replace it.
And that's the thing, is a CNC lure is the same or at least extremely close to the same every time, no matter what.
When you grab one off the rack, when you're most likely going to be close to what you expect.
Yeah, when your 270 goes away because you were fishing in shallow water at the islands and a fish got over the ridge and he rocked you, you can walk right back into the store and blindly buy another 270 that likely is going to be just like the previous one you had.
Exactly.
Where a Sandcast one has a whole lot more of, you know, manufacturing differences to it.
Yeah, Bodan's hand sanding every single one of those.
Dude, it was cool having him in studio like a month ago.
Yeah.
Super, super cool guy. And
he
just
is a casting man.
Yeah,
that guy loves fishing the surface iron.
Yeah. If you missed that show, you can go back on the app and listen to the archives on that one. Super neat guy.
That was really fun getting to hear you guys. And then, so, you know, and having Brandon in here talking about it. And we, Bodan came by the tackle store just the other day dropping off a big batch of jigs. So Brandon, our other co-host, was in Alaska right now finishing up that amazing trip to Katmai. I got to talk to them a little bit. They had an unbelievable fishing. Sounded really, really fun. So we'll look forward to hearing a report from him next week. But Bodan came in to drop off, you know, two fish jigs at the tackle store. And so we set up a date to have Bodan come back, and hopefully both with Brawla and Brandon in here talking all about
cool.
The lures. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun, you know, one coming up in the future there. Well, Jose, I hope that answers your questions, your text. Appreciate it very much. Corey, why don't we jump into the phones?
Let's do it, Rick. How about John? John calling from Escondido. Good morning, John. Welcome to the Stock Hookup.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I signed up at the PCS show and just enjoy it all the time. Hey, Matt, can you talk about the kid that's the young man that comes with fishes on your boat in the wheelchair? And you got that really big fish. I thought that was pretty cool. And just listen to you guys all the time, and I got to fish the two fish jigs on my 8-day for the yellowtail, and for somebody who doesn't fish a lot of jigs, Man, it was so easy. You can watch it move. I would get what you guys were talking about. The other jigs wouldn't do it, and it was seamless. So thanks.
I'm glad they worked for you. So Trevor's one of our regular passengers. We call him Wheels because he's in a wheelchair, and he comes out, and he is a very, very good fisherman. He's very, very into it. He was fishing well before he was in the wheelchair. He hurt himself in a dirt bike accident. He was a big dirt bike guy, and he fishes all the time. Bass fish. We went to a lake, and he's got this like off-road wheelchair, and he's like, it's an easy hike, and he's just tearing through the sand. I'm like, this is not an easy hike.
That's cool.
But he's an excellent fisherman. He fishes everything. He catches them on the surface iron, yo-yo jig. It's pretty cool to watch him. And we just run him around the boat, and it's pretty fun.
That's so rad. Yeah. And the fish John was talking about, I remember seeing on your social media. Like,
big one,
he had,
right?
A big one, yeah.
Yeah.
He had the first big ones that you
guys caught. Our first bluefin this season. It was like a 130-pounder. I think we only caught five that day, and he caught two of them.
That's so rad.
And he's a sinker rig guy, and he gets them. And some of the stuff he does, we talk about in our videos.
I bet.
Yeah. So he gets bites all the time on that thing.
That's really cool. Sinker rig is another one of those things, too, that, like, effectively fished can produce, like, effectively fished when it's not all necessarily sinker rig fish. You know, I think everybody loves catching them on the fly line. It's the funnest thing to pin a bait on and cast it out and get a bite. But there are a lot of times when the majority of people maybe be fishing on the surface that you can slide in and get a lot of bites to be had on the sinker rig because you're doing something different that's keeping you away from guys and maybe plucking off fish that aren't up above.
Yeah, another thing about the sinker rig, too, is I think a big misconception is people think you're just dropping a bait down there and that's it. And
yeah.
It's boring or, you know, it's it doesn't take any skill.
Right.
Which couldn't be farther from the truth.
Right.
Yeah, sinker rig fishing, like Matt was saying, some guys kill it and some guys don't catch anything. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say it's as extreme as fly lining where you really have to, you know exactly what you're doing, but you know there is guys that there's a lot of things that you could do, how you're set up and how you're fishing your sinker rig, how you're moving it through the water column, you know, all that stuff that makes a wild difference in how many bites you can get. It's not just mindless, you know, catfishing where you drop your bait down and put a rod in gear. It's definitely a lot more into it than that.
That's a great way of saying it. And the guys who do treat it as such, you know, like, oh, you just put a bait on, you just put a bait on and sit and wait. Like you're gonna wait. But yeah. I mean, if you could have said it better. You're fishing the whole water column. Like you're able to do a lot of things with a sinker rig. One of the things you could do is just drop a bait to nothing and let it sit there, and you probably won't get a bite. You know what I mean? There's a lot of ways to get that done.
Yeah, hope to get lucky. If you're fishing it, we tell our guys to fish it like a fly line bait. If you ever go fly line fishing, you ever hear the crew go, change your bait, and same thing with the sinker rigs. You need to be moving that and changing your bait often.
How often? Oh, good.
No, I was going to say, which is crazy, because a hook is tied, like, tightly, directly to the line, and it just, it's so anti-whatever you've been taught about live bait fishing, right? Like, it's just...
Well, if you ever, I mean, fly line fishing, everyone who's caught a lot of bluefin on a fly line knows that you want your bait to shoot down and out or get some sort of down to it. If you think about your sinker going up and down, you want it to do the same thing, just moving quickly or not so quickly, but at a steady pace up and down. It's the same deal.
That's cool. Does the sinker weight change a lot? And, like, what are the reasons that it would or wouldn't change?
I would say you're trying to go with the lightest sinker the weather conditions allow you. If you're drifting super fast, you want to stay vertical is the biggest thing. If you're drifting super fast, you got to bump up in sinker size. When we're fishing super deep for those big ones and we're drifting really fast, we've had guys tie up to 20 ounces, 24 ounces just to stay vertical. But if you're fishing mixed grade fish and it might be up boiling on the surface or down 250 feet, you can definitely lighten up on the sinker.
Got it. Why is vertical so important? You've talked about that too in here, Gavin, that like when you're fishing jigs, like why it's so important to be straight up and down, and when those things get scoped way out, they just don't seem to get bites the same as when they're the other way. What is it about? You know, if the lure's fallen, it's fallen, you would think, but you've mentioned multiple times on here how important it is to keep yourself straight up and down.
But I think for daytime fishing where you're really wanting your lure to like have action action that it's designed to do. If your lure is upwind and the boat's drifting away from your lure, you're never getting like a full, true free spool where that lure is able to flutter or do what it's designed to do when it's sinking.
Because the boat's always dragging it a little bit.
The boat's dragging it, so you're never getting like a full free spool. Another thing too, like from a captain standpoint, a lot of times when we're seeing the fish, a lot of the fish when they're at that depth, they're really only at that depth a lot of times directly underneath the boat. And when they're away from the boat, sometimes they're up shallower, they're at a different water column. But night fishing for sure, a lot of times, from my standpoint, when I'm seeing the fish are directly underneath the boat. You know, the fish aren't 100 yards off the side of the boat. You know, a lot of times you won't see much on the sonar. If you see fish on the sonar out away from the boat, it's tight to the boat. You know, the fish will be like right under the lights of the boat, and the majority of the fish are going to be directly straight down under the boat, not out away from the boat 100, 150 yards.
And so, you'll use the type of lure, type of line, type of reel, like all of those things will aid in you staying that straight up and down, you know, not making four or five lifts and drops out of the same cast. Like everything you're doing is to keep yourself in that straight up and down zone that you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So like a typical rule of thumb for what I tell people is you always, same thing with night fishing. A lot of times you usually want to go with the smallest size lure you can get away with, and with still staying straight up and down, you know, and that'll change with the size of fish. You know, typically the smaller fish are shallower in the water column than the bigger fish. And, you know, sometimes we're fishing out there where it's choppy, you know, the boat's drifting very fast, and even if the fish are pretty shallow, you still have to fish a heavier lure effectively to get straight up and down, even if the fish are only, you know, 120 feet down. So all of that changes with conditions on the boat.
And daytime when you're doing it, Brawl, is it the same type of deal? Does that vary from day to night?
Yeah, so, and the big thing for me is you don't know your depth accurately once you have scope in your line.
That's a great point.
Keeping your lure in the strike zone is, well, you want to be around the fish.
Right.
I mean, you don't want to be anywhere where the fish aren't. That doesn't make any sense. So another thing that I tell my people is you want to be around the fish, and once you get scoped out, you don't know where you're at.
Yeah, that's a good call.
You got to be in the zone.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, great info, and again, John, appreciate the phone call very much. That does free up phone number 213-432-1090. Had another great text from John in Rancho San Diego. Man, what a great show, guys. I've had the privilege of fishing with both Gavin and Matt multiple times, and I appreciate their insight and expertise. Cats and Concepts is great. I'm a subscriber, and I love it. Matt and Gavin, I've been fishing in Gamakatsu number 2 J-hooks with rings, the skinny Seaguar Gold Fluorocarbon, and Max Quattro, based on your recommendations. For a while now, it seems like I get more bites when I'm fly lining than I used to. My question for you is, how important do you think the hook, the leader, and the braid are for increasing bites, or is it all about the bait itself?
Definitely the line is big. I would say for that, for specifically what he's talking about, the size of your spectra, like the diameter of your spectra is probably the biggest, most important thing. Like, I feel like I would get more bites, say if I had 80-pound fluorocarbon, but I'm only fishing 40-pound spectra, I'm probably going to get more bites on that versus if I had 30-pound fluorocarbon and 80-pound spectra. Reason for that being is the majority of your line that's in the water is going to be that spectra. And, you know, if you're having thinner diameter spectra, that's going to allow your bait to swim a lot faster. You know, you always want to be fishing with the thinnest diameter line that you can get away with. So, for example, you know, it doesn't make sense to be fishing with 100-pound spectra and then put on a
little 30-pound top shot.
30-pound top shot. Yeah, because it's not as much as the fish are seeing the line. I don't think it's just your bait having to drag that thicker diameter 80-pound spectra throughout the water column. It's just flat out not going to be able to swim as fast no matter what, compared to if you have thinner spectra. Then it could swim a lot faster away from the boat.
But I wanted to add too, the Max Quattro, which you mentioned, is super smooth. Like, it's like the standard Power Pro, which is one that I prefer. It's a little bit rougher. Like, it's going to have that extra drag through the water than Max Quattro.
Cuts through the water very
quickly. Yeah, Max Quattro is, I don't know, whatever percentage thinner than most other spectra. So when it first came out, I didn't really like it that much, but now, like, I put that on just about all of my reels. Max Quad, it's skinny. It's skinny.
And that makes a big difference. And again, like you said, in terms of a bait swimming, if it's just skinnier, you know, if you have a rope that's 3 inches in diameter and you're trying to run down the block with it, or if you have a rope that's an inch and a half in diameter, you're going to go twice as easy. It's just a matter of fact. You know, a sardine is 4 inches long trying to swim through the water with all your gear on, and if you can cut the drag drag by a third, it's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things with bluefin fly liner bait is speed of the bait. Your bait needs to go fast. Mm-hmm. And that's like if you can fish 100 pound and get your bait to swim as fast as it is on 20 pound, they're going to bite that 100 pound, but obviously it doesn't work that way. Line size, to me, isn't as important as how fast your bait is going.
Yeah, 100%. That's one thing I've noticed on the boat. More and more we do this bluefin thing is I'm not afraid to fish heavy line. As long as I'm fishing a thinner diameter spectra, like I'm definitely not afraid to fish heavier line whatsoever. We get to the point now where I have a couple reels that might have 80-pound spectra on it, you know, or 65-pound spectra, and I'll go to cast out a bait, and I'm like, how do I even ever get a bite on this? But my bait's not swimming at all, you know, compared to, like, now that I'm fishing, you know, 40-pound, 50-pound max quattro. It's just such a wild difference.
And the thing is, too, it's hard to realize how strong that still is. You know what I mean? Like, old school of thought, like you said, you wanted to fish 80-pound braid or 100-pound braid or whatever. And of course, there's scenarios that do dictate it. But 40-pound braid with a good spectra connection, you can pull so hard on that and never create a failure.
Yeah, take a 5-foot piece of 50-pound braid, wrap it around your hands, and try and break it. You're not going to break it.
Yeah. It's not a thing.
You're going to cut your hand off before you break it. Yeah.
No doubt about it. Well, certainly some unreal info right off the bat, guys. And again, like, I just want to stress, like, that's what Captain's Concepts is. Like, all of this stuff is, you know, that great question that John had about this size of line. There's videos covering that. And if there's not a video covering that's what you're curious about, you can message Matt. Hey, man, I'm getting ready to put new line on my reel. I just watched this video. I had a question. And he can directly send you a message that you're then going to respond to.
There's countless videos where I didn't know what to make, and someone sent us a question. It's like, okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That helped a lot of guys instead of just one guy.
Well, I know, Corey, you feel the same as I can't say enough good things about it, and really encourage everybody to get on and, you know, and be a part of that family, because there's some pretty unreal info going around.
Undeniably, they're the two best captains in the fleet, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, two of the best part of the core of the fleet.
No doubt.
You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We're going to be right back with the two boys, Gavin and Matt, when we return on the Let's Talk Cook About the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's the perfect time to cruise on in and purchase a brand new Yamaha outboard, and a great deal. During Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event from now until August 30th, 2024, eligible new Yamaha 450 to 425 horsepower outboards include up to 7 years of coverage protection, and 350 to 30 horsepower outboards come with up to 5 years. Need portable power? Then this will be a hit too. New 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboards come with up to $250 in dealer credit. Cruise your way through saving during Yamaha's Cruise Through Summer Sales event. Visit your local Yamaha dealer. Yamaha. Reliability starts here. Offer ends August 30th, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added to 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered by Florida dealers is a 24-month Yamaha extended limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. In Florida, Yamaha extended service is administered by Automotive Warranty Services of Florida, Incorporated, 175 West Jackson Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 606-0466-937-3983. License number 60023.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. This is a very fun time of year in the tackle world, because this is the middle of the week of the ICAST show, and ICAST just wrapped up, and ICAST is where a lot of the industry releases new and exciting things, and there was certainly some new exciting things that came from the world of Shimano. You know, we've been talking about all this big bluefin fish, and how can you not talk about Big Bluefin without talking about Talica? And that Talica 20 and 25, such an amazing reel for that big fish fishing at nighttime, big fish fly line. Well, at ICAST, we were just introduced to the brand new version of the Talica 20 and 25. And, you know, last year was when they changed and kind of re-updated the 12 and the 16. The reels are physically smaller in your hand, but still hold the same line capacity. Changes to the drag system, better freeze pool. Well, that same has now carried over to the 20 and the 25. There'll be a brand new version, 20 and 25A, of that Talica. And, man, I can't wait. How about an increased free spool, better drag system on your TAC 20 for dropping a jig for a bluefin? Sign me up, Corey.
And same line capacity.
Yeah, pretty sweet. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of great stuff coming out from the ICAST show. Lots of great stuff from Shimano in general. If you want to get more information, you can check out fishshimano.com, or better yet, just go into your local Shimano dealer and check them out.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher, so that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Well, go for it, Rick.
Oh, man, I do it every freaking time.
No, hey, it's all part of the family, right? Welcome back to Let's Talk Cuckoo.
When I'm sitting in the Corey seat, you know, that's how you always bring the show back. And automatic, I hear that. Hook up! And I'm, ready to start talking,
Rick,
man.
How many years have you been doing this?
27 years, I think, 28 years, something like that. It's been a long time.
That's it right there, man. It's just ingrained and
yeah. How old are you?
Yeah. Right? Gavin can't believe it.
Yeah. I started doing Let's Talk Hookup when I was 13.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, pretty wild. Yeah. It's been a long time.
It's pretty cool, Rick.
Yeah.
So, hey, you've got all the right, man. But, hey, if you want to join us, there is one open line, all the joking aside. 213-432-1090, or you can text this via the app. A ton of texts coming through, and we're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego. You might even have Mr. Matt Brawlo, Captain Matt.
Right? Most likely.
You likely will have Captain Matt Brawlo for any of your trip.
Yeah, good time.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. Well, there's a lot of fun going on and some great fishing going on, and we're going to find out what's biting, Corey.
And the Catch Report is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin, the sea surface temperature, the chlorophyll, currents, and more. And with Terrafin Mobile, you can access your charts on your phone or your mobile device, and you can check terrafin.com for more information. And we've got the man on hold, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Woolley.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff this morning. I think everyone's feverishly pulling their Power Pro off and going to switch to the Max Quattro here after hearing you guys. You know, people are going to make the switch here. Hey, for us this week, you know, our water temp's kind of, it's like it's been bipolar. You know, it's all over the place. It's one day at 63, and then it's trying to slowly climb back up to the 70-degree range. It's just kind of been a little bit of a frustrating deal, but our fishing has been okay with that cooler water. You know, we had a couple tough days as a result of that stuff. Seems like the guys fishing the live baits kind of mid-water were having the best success for us, at least for the bass guys, getting that bait down a little bit, sliding egg sinker or something mid-water, rubber lure or something like that. Those guys did okay. Some guys that opted to go all the way to the bottom there had some better shots at some sand bass. We had a few nice halibut for those guys, you know, giving it a whirl down near the bottom. Well, Rick Clementi of the Fury, he had some great yellowtail fishing. Seems like that yellowtail fishing Clementi's has been the deal, you know. Of course, they've had some off days and a fish kind of moving around and whatnot, but, again, it's a solid grade of fish, that 20 to 30 pound fish. Guys, fishing dropper loops, yo-yo jigs, I think is what Marcus was saying, that they were getting the best. But the bait guys, too, you know, have had some nice little swim throughs on the sea bass. And occasional halibut for those guys on the bait, too. Calico bass fishing the island has been very good as well. And this week there was that added element of that bluefin that was in really tight to the island. Those guys are saying that stuff was in shallow. So a couple fish caught for those guys trying to, you know, get the baits out to those bluefin. But a pretty cool opportunity there as well. And what's worth noting, too, is, you know, we have that new San Mateo boat. They've been able to get over there to Clementi on their all-day trips, which is kind of a cool deal, you know, departing at 5 a.m., taking a few-hour, you know, ride over to the island there and being able to get in on some of that yellowtail fishing, as well as that really good bass fishing. So we're trying to run those trips typically on Fridays and Sundays. It's a 12-passenger limited load deal, and it's price is $275, which is a pretty smoking deal to, you know, jump on a limited load trip and fish Colmeny on an all-day trip. Kind of a cool niche, but they've had some really good fishing over there, which has been cool to see for those guys. And you know, our catch and release bass tournament that we have going on here along the coast has been great. In fact, Corey came by, dropped some prizes off for our July winners, which is awfully generous.
Tell us more about that, Willie. I know you've talked about it in the past, but what's the lowdown? What's the catch and release bass tournament at Dana all about?
So it's super simple. It's a $5 buy-in when you get your ticket in the morning, right? $5. All the proceeds go to CCA Cal, which is super important for everyone to know, too. We're not keeping the money. It's all going to CCA. So $5 a buy-in. You get, you know, you catch a nice fish. We'll weigh it on the boat and release it right now. The biggest fish, 7-pounder for us.
That's a real one.
Some nice ones caught and released for sure, but it's, yeah, it's just kind of that deal. Heaviest fish at the end of the month takes the prizes from our sponsors. We got some epic sponsors. So it's just a cool deal to get guys to, you know, come out and catch and release some fish. So seems like some of the bigger fish too, I'll say this, have been caught on our twilight trips. So whatever that's worth, you know, conditions kind of settle down and get that kind of, you know, calm little deal before it starts to get dark. Some guys have had some real success on those bigger bass on those prior trips, so that's worth noting too. So that's kind of been it for us. So that was our week in a nutshell. Just, we need this water to kind of straighten itself out. It's been frustrating. You know, one day it's 70 and then it's, you know, back down to 64 overnight, it seems like. So anyways, that's it for us here. You guys want to hop on a boat, give us a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web, too, at DanaWorth.com.
Right on. Great job, Willie, as always. Appreciate a great report. And, man, sounds like plenty of good fishing. We'll wait for those conditions to straighten out, get steady, and we'll talk to you next week.
Roger, guys. Thanks for that. See ya.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate the phone call very much. Well, while we're waiting for our surf guru to join the catch report, Corey, why don't we jump back into the phones?
Let's do it, Rick. How about Alex? Alex Cohn from San Carlos. Good morning, Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just want to say, you know, I've been subscribing to Captain Conquest. I think we've been subscribed for about, like, 2 years now. But I went from being, like, I would get on the boat and always be super frustrated, like, trying to fly line. I'm always getting caught up in tangles. But I've learned so much about flatlining, and I think you kind of touched on it. Like, everybody thinks it's a super easy thing, and it's really not. You know, picking out your bait, picking out the right hooks, picking out your line, and knowing where to fish it. And now, like, I mean, it's so much easier to catch fish, you know, stay out of tangles, not having to replace my spectra all the time, you know, because I got somebody reeling in, like, my line into their reel and stuff. So that's been it pays itself off. It really, really does. And you just have a better experience on the boat. The other thing that I wanted to touch on, you know, Captain Matt also kind of touched on, he released a video talking about the 35-pound setup, and I was trying to see if you could maybe, like, share that with everybody else, because I thought that was pretty cool.
So 35 pounds has been kind of a sleeper for a lot of guys the last, I don't know how, since we've been fishing bluefin, or since Blackwater was around. Right. 35-pound Blackwater was a hit.
That was a hit.
That was a big hit.
Which has been at least 5 or 6 years, right?
Yeah. And
probably more than that now.
Yeah. Sure, most of the guys who've been sitting on some 35-pound Blackwater are out of it now.
Yeah.
But Sunline makes some 35-pound, and I think some other companies also have
Upson does it well, yeah.
And there's something about that 35-pound that just gets bites. And 30-pound gets bites, too, but, like, you don't have the pulling power. And I rely a lot on 35-pound when we're bluefin fishing, like 30- to 40-pound fish or even 60-pound fish. That 35-pound just gets bit. And for setup, I fish a Talica 10 with 40-pound Spectra. And the rod that I use, I don't really know what it is, but, like, a 800M or 800, like, rod like that, mm-hmm, would be perfect.
Literally yesterday, I had the exact same setup. 800M, Talica 10, 40-pound Spectra. Oh, yeah, 40-pound Max Quattro and 35-pound.
And how much fluoro do you like to have on top of the Max Quattro?
So for fly lining, like 15 to 25 feet,
okay,
is perfect. You go a little too short and you're too obvious, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Your Spectra's just chasing your sardine around, and it's not... You definitely get bites sometimes, but it's not proper. And you go too long, and your bait has too much fluorocarbon to pull around.
That's it.
But 15-25 is perfect.
And does that setup Does that setup work for every angler that's fishing? Does that change a little bit based on whether you're like kind of, you know, just entering the sport and just getting used to it? You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you know, does a shorter top shot is like a slightly more advanced? You need to be aware of your bait a little bit more. Does that rig work for everyone?
Do
you
I would say if you're Spectra to fluorocarbon, I would master mono first. Spend some time fishing mono. If you're just getting into this, going straight to Spectra to fluorocarbon would be kind of a headache.
Frustrating.
And this is for the guys, like if you're looking into
this Alex.
Yeah.
This is Alex who's 35 pound setup. And he's into
if you're looking into buying a 35 pound setup, you've probably been doing this for a bit.
Got it.
But if you have like just a couple setups, I would say mono would be a good place to start.
Could you use a long piece of mono? Like, I mean, 100 feet?
If you're going to go with the mono, I would definitely have your reel back with Spectra and have like 100 feet of mono.
Mm-hmm.
100 feet of mono to a 3-4 foot piece of fluorocarbon.
And mono is just so cushiony, man. It is so forgiving when a fish wants to do the crazy head jerks and pulls. And when an angler, on the other end of the rod and reel, when the angler doesn't have the technique or hasn't fished for years, it's very forgiving on the yank and on the rod end too, you know.
Yeah, a lot of forgiveness.
That's another nice thing about the, if you're going to do that Spectra to fluorocarbon and you're going to have 15 to 25 feet, is, you know, fluorocarbon doesn't stretch very much, but it stretches a little bit.
Yeah,
and especially that sunline stretches, so that makes a big difference too, and those big head shakes and, you know, taking some of that shock absorption. Another thing too is we're not worried about that quite as much because now we're fishing a lot of longer rods, you know, 7-8 foot rods like that.
That's part of the shock absorber.
That's part of the shock absorber as well, yeah.
There's always things, like there's always pros and cons to everything. A hook with a little bigger barb doesn't pull as easy as a smaller one, and a longer rod gives you a little more absorption and a little bit of, you know, every little bit, you know, going to a shorter top shot, you take a lot of that shock out of the equation, but there's always ways you can put some back in. You know, fish is shaking his head real bad, you can dip the rod down a little bit. You can fish a little bit softer rod tip. You know, there's always ways you can add a little bit back in. Alex, a great phone call, and I'm glad the captain's concepts have been so worthy and such a success for you. Appreciate the call very much. We got the man, the surf guru, to finish up our catch report still on the line. What's up, Gundy?
What's up, gentlemen?
Gundy.
How are you, buddy?
Good conversation, man.
Easy,
you know what,
these guys, huh?
Yeah, you know, one day I took 30-pound monos. I was fishing sea bass and just kind of getting a feel for a stretch. So I was working on the bait dock, and one of the tie-offs, I put mono on, and then I walked down the dock, you know, 25 yards, then pulled on it, and then it's amazing the stretch, you know, you do get in the mono, and I'm like with Corey, you know, shock absorption is important in certain scenarios, you know, so you kind of got to weigh that, and like Rockod said, there's no perfect answer, there's always, you know, pluses and minuses, and you kind of arrive at a middle point, but that's cool you guys talking about that, because that's a concept that a lot of anglers don't understand. Well, anyways, let's get to the surf. Another good week in the surf, full moon tides, warming water, good weather, lots of bait around, all of it combined for some excellent fishing. You know, it's pretty much summertime mode. We've got corbina, perch, croaker, halibut, bass, white sea bass, striped bass, sharks, rays, all in the catch this week. Real phenomenal fishing. Hook, line, sinker reported a flurry of legal white sea bass, 29.5-inch, 30-inch fish were taken at Goleta. A 32-inch fish was taken at Haskell's. One of the fish was kept. The other two was released. Swim baits and jerk baits getting bites. Good perch bite all up and down this area. Good halibut bite, no big fish, but very good numbers. Just Fishing reported good striped bass action. We haven't talked about the South Bay, but Doc Weiler, El Segundo, Marines Del Rey, 4 to 8 pound striped bass in there, jerk baits, swim baits, and the cut anchovy fishing real well there. The corbina bite too on the South Bay beaches really picking up with the warmer water. One of the shop regulars Cotton released a 5-pound, 2-ounce tanker Corbina taken off Torrance Beach on a fresh shucked mussel. That's a very nice fish. Big Fish reported good Corbina action. 4-pounder was taken off Bolsa Chica there on a sand crab. Sunset, Dog Beach, also kicking out some Corbina. They also had 2 striped bass that were checked into the shop, a 28-inch and a 30-inch fish. Anglers didn't say where it was, but in and around that L.A. Harbor area. Very good spot fin bite. Fish up to 4 pounds also in that L.A. Harbor area. Pacific Coast reported more good Corbina action, strong tides, lots of crabs, water temperature 68 to 70. So we're talking ideal conditions. Guys posting 2-3 fish in a session. And then also, here we go again, 2 more striped bass checked into the shop, 22, 24-inch fish, both released. You know what a lot of guys do is they'll take their rod and measure 22 inches, 28 inches, put a little tick on there with, you know, nail polish or something. And these guys like to release the fish so you can lay the fish against the rod, give us a number, and let her go. That's kind of a cool thing to do. A lot of guys, you know, a lot of surf anglers catch and release. It's really amazing.
Man, I just love this time of year, Gundy, because it's all on the table. You know, everything from you know,
fishing bass,
yeah, and like short line and going catching a bunch of small surf perch and having a great time to targeting the stealthiest, raddest fish in the surf. Like, this is midsummer fun surf fishing, and you're not having to wear waders to get a couple of bites in.
Nope.
This is it, man. This is the time that we love for. I love it, and
some
what a great report.
Action. Fast action. Corey sent me those pictures of those halibut he's been getting. Very nice, Corey. Very nice.
Good times right there, Gundy. It's one of my favorite. Next to calico fishing, it's one of my next favorite. Well, green bass, too. But
fish. I had one question for you. Fishing that jerk bait, you use a weighted swim bait hook. Is that correct?
Gundy, it's the same thing. Rick and I were talking about it on here a month ago. It's the same exact. It's a Gamakatsu 7-aught weighted.
Yep.
Comes in 2 sizes, a quarter and a 3/8. I use a 3/8.
Yeah.
Supposedly they're changing the springs on them, but currently I literally, with a capital H, throw the thing in the ocean.
I like about those for fishing jerkbaits is that, you know, the length of the hook gives a rigidness to the thing. So you have a, you know, soft jerkbaits, when you hit them, you got to have a straight edge so they do their thing, you know what I mean? I think the hook provides the perfect thing for that.
And when you say jerkbait, you're talking about the MC slug?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, that whole concept, so I understand, like, when you have 3/8 of an ounce on the head, like a lead head, imagine the thing directly going up and down. But when you've got the weight of it back a little bit, it glides. It's more of a 45-degree, you know, every time you twitch it, it redirects and jerks one way and glides the other way, and the bites are stupid, like, seriously.
It's
nothing different than I've been talking about. It's the same effect. You saw the color. I'm a basic dude. And
7 slug weighted swim bait hook.
40-pound fluoro leader with 50-pound braid.
Go get some.
Get her done.
I mean, just if you got bait crowded, just watch those half-dead anchovies kind of shoot off to the side, and that's what you're looking at.
I've been already, Gundy.
Gundy, a great report, as
always, brother.
All right,
great show.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that very much. Well, that's going to wrap us up, Corey.
And summer's here. Check out surffishtackle.com for the newest in surf fishing gear, and Fish the Surf to help make you a better angler on the beach. And we're going to be right back. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. We've got Gavin and Matt when we return on the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haidaguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just just steps from the Sand Strait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safari's family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or our website, qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.